Welcome to the Health Science Coach Podcast. My name is Drew Garner. I am a health science and physical education teacher here at Turner High School. My objective is to provide information to students about different healthcare careers and explain how these professionals got to where they are in their careers. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Now let's dig in.
Today we get the pleasure of meeting with Matt Sanders. He is a certified personal trainer and franchise owner of Camp Gladiator in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Matt, welcome. How are we doing today?
Doing great, Drew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, so a little background on us. We met back, I believe, 2004 down at Southern Arkansas. We were both studying business classes down there and kind of just you were friends with one of the baseball guys, and we kind of just started hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like so long ago and just yesterday, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
But yeah, I miss those Southern Arkansas days.
Absolutely. You know, being around Bryant and you guys was, I mean, like you said, just yesterday. But, you know, we've both done a lot since then. We've had two different career paths. Well, let's talk about yours a little bit. You know, as a business owner and a personal trainer with Camp Gladiator, what's your daily routine and what is a personal trainer and what do you do?
Wow, that's a big question. You know, obviously it's kind of twofold. As a franchise owner and business owner, I worry about all the business things, you know, marketing my business, connecting with people and other businesses in my community. You know, trying to set up really solid partnerships with maybe local, you know, fitness companies or shoe stores. And so there's all that business and that administration side of things, sending out all the emails to clients and potential clients and past clients. So there's that side of it, which, you know, anybody who's been in the business world knows that's kind of the tedious part, right? It's not necessarily the most fun part, but it's the necessary part. And then there's the personal training side of things, which obviously is why I do what I do. You know, writing workouts, leading workouts. I like to joke, yeah, I get to wear pajamas pretty much all the time, and I get to help people, you know, become healthier, fitter versions of themselves. And so my day-to-day you know, life is waking up usually most mornings about 4:30 in the morning, running some early morning, mid-morning workouts between 5 and 10 a.m. I'll grab, you know, late breakfast or an early lunch. And then my early afternoon is usually doing that administration thing, sending out the emails, doing the virtual calls and the Zoom meetings that we all do nowadays. And then some nights I have to myself to, you know, get my workouts in and hang with my wife and do the things. And then a couple of nights a week, I do also run some more workouts. So pretty busy schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds, you know, like you said, being able to help those people become better, healthier versions of themselves is something that's really important. Explain what Camp Gladiator is and kind of how you got involved.
Yeah, so Camp Gladiator, been around 13 years now. We started in 2008 in Dallas, Texas, and I've been part of it for about 7 years now. We're an outdoor, well, we started as an outdoor boot camp style fitness program. We call it Recess for Adults. We try to get that, you know, that fun back in working out. So, yeah. You know, I think working out, you know, for a lot of people is a chore, something you have to do, right? And so we wanted to make it fun and make it, you know, make you realize it doesn't have to be this monotonous chore that you do every day. It's something that you can look forward to as part of your daily schedule. So we started all outdoor, all in Texas. Over the last 13 years, we've expanded into 8 different states, including obviously here in Colorado. I found Camp Gladiator as just someone looking for a way to get back into shape. I was working a corporate job in Dallas in the mortgage industry, and it had been a while, not gonna lie, since I'd been in a solid routine, probably, you know, dating back to Southern Arkansas, working out with the baseball guys and all that. And so, like you mentioned Bryant earlier, he and I actually started Camp Gladiator together.
Okay.
And yeah, he had heard about it. He messaged me and said, hey, you want to try this? And we got to talking and we're like, all right, well, what workouts are we going to go to? And we both decided, let's make it the 5 a.m. because we knew if one of us didn't show up at 5 a.m., the other one would not hear the end of it. So we knew that would help keep us accountable. And, you know, I loved it from the start. We were, you know, we were working out in a parking lot, and yet we were with a group of people and flipping tires and using battle ropes and doing all this, you know, crazy stuff that you wouldn't picture yourself doing at 5 in the morning. And I did it for nearly 2 years, just as my routine. I lost about 25 pounds over that 2 years, kind of reinvigorated my love of fitness and health and all that. And about 2 years in, I was working out with a trainer pretty consistently. I think I'd been coming to her workouts for about 6 months. And one day out of the blue, she pulled me aside and said, hey, you know, what do you do for a living? And do you love what you do? And I was in the mortgage industry. And if I'm honest, I didn't love what I was doing. I didn't love sitting at a desk all day. You know, and the work I was doing was not very rewarding, if I'm honest. And so we sat down, we talked about Camp Gladiator and what it meant to be a Camp Gladiator trainer. And, you know, about 4 months later, I had been, you know, studying, I got certified, and I became a CG trainer. And the cool thing about Camp Gladiator, I think it's kind of a unique business model in that I am a business owner. I'm a small business owner, franchise owner with Camp Gladiator. But kind of as a collective, there's 1,000 different CG trainers. And we kind of said, hey, we're better together. Let's all work under the umbrella of the Camp Gladiator name, but let's work together to grow an area and grow this fitness movement. And so I work on a team of about 6 different trainers here in my area. And when someone signs up for Camp Gladiator, they can go to any and all of those 6 trainers. So we offer workouts throughout the day, you know, like I said, starting about 5 a.m. till about 6 or 7 in the evening. Yeah. And, you know, if you were to sign up and let's say you thought you'd come to me most often, you know, 5 a.m., but you thought, hey, I'm going to pop into some workouts here and there in the evenings, you can do that without having to, you know, reserve a spot or call ahead or do all the little things that sometimes you have to do at other gyms. And so right. I think it's a really cool setup. And I've loved it. I've been a trainer now for going on 6 years, 3 of that in Texas and nearly 3 up here in Colorado.
Awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool to be able to, you know, like, it's a whole bunch all in one, you know, taking your business degree from Southern Arkansas, but your passion for health and wellness and being able to combine that into a rewarding career, as you said, you know, being something that you're truly passionate about. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
what's something that you just really love about your job?
Oh, there's a lot of things, obviously. Like I said, you know, getting to do the actual leading of the workouts is such a rewarding thing. I mean, for one, it's just fun. I get to go and hang out with a group of like-minded people, listen to music and lead them through a workout, have fun, joke around with them while also, you know, giving them tools to be, you know, the healthiest version of themselves. The most rewarding part of my job, one that I didn't, you know, even know was going to be a thing, was the first time someone came to me and said, Matt, you changed my life. You know, you made my life better. And I know I'm going to live a longer, healthier, fuller life because of you. And that was just kind of that mind blowing moment where you're like, okay, this is why I'm doing this. You know, this is why I'm here.
So with training, like you said, you know, being able to change someone's life like that, Your workout programming and stuff is varied by whatever type of session you're in. But as a group fitness kind of workout, how do you tailor it to different types of people and goals?
It can be difficult. Yeah. Like I mentioned, we're all certified personal trainers here with Camp Gladiator. And that's kind of something that we really take pride in. As a certified personal trainer, you know, obviously I have 6 years of experience in tailoring those workouts to meet any different needs. And so we like to say we write our workouts for the elite athlete, the professional level athlete, and then we modify it for everyone else. And so when you're coming on with Camp Gladiator, we're going to have a conversation about, hey, do we have any previous injuries I need to know about? Anything that, you know, any limitations that I need to work around? And that's how we do it. You know, we'll be out in a group of, you know, anywhere from five. I've trained upwards of 150 people at a time. And the cool thing is everybody's at their different level. You know, I've trained the kid right out of high school prepping for boot camp, going into the military. And he's working out next to Barb, who's 85 years old, and is just looking to stay active and loves the social aspect of the group. And so, you know, I write the workout and say, hey, all right, you're going to go full tilt. I want your full tilt. What is it? And everybody's different. And, you know, you provide those modifications to make sure that everybody's staying, you know, safe and healthy. But you also give those, you know, challenges to the people that are really looking to push the tempo. So,
right. Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. Being able to, you know, be there with them personally and show them, you know, what your 100 is versus their 100 or full tilt. Now, when we went virtual a year and a half ago, you'd been in the in Colorado for about a year. What changes were you able to make on as the world kind of changed around you as a personal trainer and hands-on person?
Yeah. So I think in a lot of industries, the word, the catchphrase was pivot, right? Mm-hmm. You had to pivot quickly to deal with everything that was going on. And in about 2 week time frame, we went from an entirely outdoor based company, having never run a virtual online workout before, to 100% online. We did that because we realized, one, we needed to, and two, you know, everything was just shutting down. We had no choice. And so we moved into the virtual platform, and it was just kind of, it was chaotic at first. You know, we were running Facebook Live workouts where anybody could just log in and do the workouts. And then we partnered with Zoom, and a lot of people know Zoom at this point, but we partnered with them, and they actually integrated their you know, interface into our website and our app. And so it's kind of seamless. And now, so when someone logs in to a Camp Gladiator workout through the CG app or through the CG website, they're being directly logged into Zoom into the workout. So it's been really cool because, you know, I went from obviously leading only in-person workouts here in Colorado to leading virtual workouts and being able to train anyone from anywhere. And so over the past year and a half, I've gotten the opportunity to train my mom up in Michigan. She's gotten over 150 workouts. You know, she's stronger and more confident than she's ever been. I get to train my sister and brother-in-law in St. Louis. I've had people log in from, you know, from Japan and the Dominican Republic and people on vacation in Switzerland and stuff like that. So it's been really cool to be able to make that transition. And we were one of the first in the outdoor in-person platform to go to the virtual. And so we kind of got a head start in that. And I think that's why Camp Gladiator has done so well in the virtual space.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to be able to have that integration as well as, you know, be able to take that as a client of yours somewhere else, like you said, on vacation, or, you know, if they just don't have time to buzz in person, you know, being able to do it at home or wherever they are. That's pretty cool to be able to have that available. What are some misconceptions you think there are about personal trainers?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we deal with a lot in the industry is just, personal trainer, it's going to cost a fortune, right? It's going to be really, really expensive. And, you know, I'm just not even going to be able to afford it. So I'm not even going to look into it. And I think that, you know, that's such a bummer because one, Camp Ladder has done a lot to combat that. Our prices compared to an actual individual personal trainer are much lower. We do that obviously in the group settings. So we're able to kind of keep that price point lower, which lowers the barrier of entry for the person that can't afford that, you know, $75 to $100 an hour for a personal trainer. And then I think another misconception is just that, you know, it's, you know, really gonna, it's going to be really tough, right? It's going to be challenging and I just can't handle it, right? I'm not there yet. I need to start slow on my own and build up to having a personal trainer, where it really should be the opposite. You know, I really encourage everyone to work with a personal trainer, whether it's in a group setting or individually, so that you're building a good foundation. They're going to teach you how to do the moves properly, the exercises in a way that it's going to keep you safe and healthy. That's the thing. And so it's really important, obviously, as a personal trainer, to get that out there, that it's not this super expensive thing that you can't do, and it's not this crazy difficult thing that you can't do either.
Yeah, absolutely. So 6 years in the industry as a Camp Gladiator instructor, what is something that you're like really proud of, maybe as a business owner or training wise?
You know, I think the scariest thing I ever did was me picking up from Texas. I'd spent 3 years in Texas working really, really hard to grow my business. You know, starting a business is tough. You know, in any industry, you're starting from scratch. You have this vision of what you want it to be. And it's hard. It's really, really hard to get there. And I'd spent 3 years fighting tooth and nail to grow my clientele and get my name out in the community. And I was, you know, I was in a really comfortable, really great spot and had a friend and fellow trainer approach me about coming up here to Colorado to launch a new area, an area that didn't have Camp Gladiator. And so it was scary, but I'm really proud of the fact that I took that leap of faith and said, hey, CG needs to be everywhere. And if it's not there, then let's go do it. Let's go open that area. And so we've launched Colorado Springs, which is about an hour actually south of where I'm at right now. But, you know, those trainers that are down there, you know, leading workouts and impacting lives are people that I came up and interviewed and recruited and got going. And so I'm really proud that one, I was able to help them find Camp Gladiator. And number two, restarting my business and seeing it thriving again here 2 years after the move is definitely a point of pride for sure.
Absolutely. Being able to, you know, make that jump and transition into opening a new space or, you know, developing the business that's pretty intimidating just looking at it, but being able to do it and do it successfully that's pretty powerful there. As far as professional development, what do you work on to learn about new and exciting things in the with Camp Gladiator or in the just general personal training fitness industry?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's so many different avenues you can go these days. I mean, there's online certifications, you know, right down to just, you know, really great actually Instagram and YouTube channels that you can follow. You know, I wish I had some that I could list off the top of my head, but you know, there's all kinds of different accounts you can follow. But what I really love about Camp Gladiator is that, you know, they really pour into us as trainers. And so twice a year, we go to Austin, Texas for conferences. We do a mid-year summer conference. We do an end-of-year winter conference. And they bring in, you know, just amazing people to talk to us about, you know, whether it's just training in general or as hyper-focused as how to use a sand bell better, how to use a medicine ball better. And they really give you real-world examples of how to be a better trainer and give you hands-on, instruction on that. And so I've had the opportunity to learn from, ex-Olympians, and, they've had people like Emmett Smith and Troy Aikman, and, these professional athletes come in and talk to us about their fitness program and all that stuff. And so it's really cool, to not really have to. I mean, I love learning, and I do all kinds of things outside of Camp Gladiator, but knowing twice a year I'm going to go and I'm going to learn a ton from some really amazing people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being able to have that support and that community, like you said, of all the thousand trainers coming together and learning together, that's pretty cool and exciting. What kind of career goals do you have set for yourself? You know, looking at Camp Gladiator 5 to 10 years down the road, what are you wanting to achieve personally?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think if you're not looking out 5-10 years in the future, you're missing the ball. I mean, you really should be thinking that far down the road. 5 years from now, I hope to be what's called an area director with Camp Gladiator. And so as an area director, I'm kind of in charge of growing, an entire area. And so that might be here in Colorado. It might be in the Highlands Ranch area. But as we grow and expand, I will also have the opportunity to lead the charge maybe in Seattle or maybe my home in Michigan. And so it's really cool to think about those opportunities. And I'm already, looking at where we're going as Camp Gladiator and trying to get my foot in the door. Phoenix is one of our upcoming markets that we're looking to expand into, Phoenix and then Southern California. And so I actually lived in Phoenix for a couple of years, and so I'm already kind of reaching out to some of my network out there in Phoenix. And so just kind of growing not only my brand and my area, but also helping to expand the CG brand nationwide.
That's pretty cool. So having that 5-10 year vision of what you're wanting to do, what are some industry trends that you've kind of been seeing in personal training, and what are some trends that Camp Gladiator has been able to really hone in on besides just the virtual and training interface through the website and app?
Yeah. So unfortunately, the trends in the industry, we've seen a lot of negative trends, right? With COVID, a lot of gyms, in-person gyms, either went out of business or, had to furlough their trainers and their employees for a really long time. And some are bouncing back, others are not. We are now seeing this year people starting to get back in person. From the virtual standpoint, numbers are going down a little bit, and that's to be expected. I think people are hungry to get back in person and get that interaction after, a year plus of, staring at a screen, either in meetings or for their workouts or whatnot. But I think the positive trend is that people are getting back into fitness. Gym memberships are going up every single year. Unfortunately, obesity rates are also going up at about the same rate. And so what I'm hoping to see here in the next few years is, kind of that opposite trend where gym memberships are going up, people are getting healthy, and, as a collective, that obesity rate starts to come down a little bit. Yeah. As far as Camp Gladiator goes, we're just doing everything we can to combat that. We really rely on building a really strong community in our outdoor and virtual platforms so that you feel like you're part of something. And when you feel like you're part of something, you're much less likely to quit and give up and just stop working out, right? And so that's the last thing we want. And so we're using all the tools we have available, our in-person workouts, our virtual. We're looking at different formats of workouts. You know, we've historically been kind of an hour-long workout. And so we're looking at, okay, well, what about 30-minute quick hitting workouts or, you know, small group training, that sort of thing. And so we're really looking to kind of expand what we're doing to meet what people want, right?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. By looking at, and you know, the community aspect, one of the episodes that's going to be coming out in a little while, one of my friends is an endurance athlete coach, and he was talking about, you know, triathletes have and cyclists have that big, great community of, you know, the team that they're on. And so like what you're talking about, creating that fitness team of, you know, these are the people that I come work out with and being around them and having that community aspect, I think goes a long way in, you know, getting the energy and the positivity of them coming together and working out. What's something that you wish you would have now? Well, this is a going back, but the answer is getting into fitness earlier, but something that you wish you would have known in high school or college that would help you with your job now?
Oh, I've been thinking about this question a lot. It's a tough one, you know. I think going into college, coming out of high school, in high school and going into college, you know, I just felt the pressure to feel like I needed to have it all figured out, right? Yeah. You know, you got to know what you want to do. That sort of thing. And I think I focused on the wrong things. I focused on more on what I thought would make me successful and what I saw making other people successful. And I didn't focus enough on what made me happy, what I wanted to do. And so I think, you know, here we are, you know, 15 years down the road, and I'm finally in a job and a career that I'm passionate about. And so I think my biggest, biggest thing I wish I would have known is, you know, finding your passion, finding your why early on can be really game changing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's pretty powerful, being able to just know your why and follow your passion for what you're interested in, and being able to turn that passion then into some form of a career is pretty important. So this next one is going to be a bounce off of that question. It's kind of a three-part question. If you're looking at someone that is, you know, a high school student right now, they're working out, they're exercising, they're interested in nutrition, and they want to become a personal trainer. Maybe they've been working out at a gym or have a friend or somebody that's a trainer. What's some advice you would have for them as to getting into the career as a, you know, an 18-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the fitness industry is made up of all kinds of different people. You know, I came from a business background. I have all kinds of, you know, trainer friends that have that kinesiology degree. And so I think, you know, as an 18-year-old kid, I think just getting in the gym and, you know, maybe you start, you know, just at the front desk, you know, start small, see if it's really something you want to do. You know, the more you surround yourself in that kind of environment and talk to trainers and see what their day-to-day life is, the better feel for you'll have for it. And then, you know, if it is truly something you're passionate about, I definitely do think, you know, kinesiology degree is a great way to go. You know, it's going to give you that solid foundation of understanding what's going on inside the human body, which, you know, I felt like I was kind of, you know, working from behind. You know, I feel like I understand the business side of things, but I had to really work really, really hard to learn about, you know, just everything going on in the human body, which is, you know, impossible to know everything. But, you know, if it is something you're truly passionate about, I think you'll fuel those passions with that kinesiology degree.
Yeah, I think, and that kind of goes into the next question of, you know, in somebody in college that is studying kinesiology, like you said, that is a great opportunity for them to learn about the body movements and the correct posturing and techniques of different types of exercises. What other advice would you have for somebody that's now in college, maybe studying kinesiology, that when they're getting out, they want to do something like what you're doing with a specialty fitness camp or group?
Yeah. It's not an easy decision, but if you can minor in business, or at least take some business classes, finance, economics, small business management, having those business classes that are going to help you understand things as simple as supply and demand, and understanding macro and microeconomics, and just kind of how interconnected everything is in our society and in our economy, is going to give you that step ahead in the business world versus the person who just has the kinesiology degree. Yeah. So if you can add in even a minor, or even, again, just a handful of those business classes, I think it's going to make a world of difference.
Okay. So now the third part of this is, now I am a graduate. I have my kinesiology degree. I've decided that I want, and I've taken a couple business classes. I'm looking to either get a job in personal training or start a franchise of some sort. As a 23-year-old now graduate, what advice would you have for them as to, looking at either, like I would say, in healthcare, private practice, owning your own business, or going to work for somebody in the fitness industry, like a 24-hour fitness or something like that?
Hey, call me. I'll tell you about everything there is about Camp Gladiator and owning your own business. But really, I think it's, like I mentioned earlier, it's just connecting with as many people in the industry as you can. I've never had the opportunity to work at, a box gym, like a 24-hour or Gold's gym or anything like that. My sole experience here is with Camp Gladiator. But I know a lot of trainers that have either come from, that space of personal training in a box gym, or maybe they came from training professional athletes on a one-on-one basis. And so it's kind of cool to get those different perspectives. I think each avenue has its benefits, its pros and cons, right? One thing about a box gym is, your hours are limited. You're limited by that one-on-one time frame. There's only so many hours in a day, so there's only so many people you can help. And so, that can be great. If you love that one-on-one connection with someone, then personal training might be for you. If you are looking to expand your horizons and expand your reach, then something like group training can be really great, because I don't get that as much one-on-one time with my clients, but as a collective, I feel like my reach is much greater. And so, connect with your local trainers, connect with your local group fitness instructors, and just kind of feel them out. I mean, coming from a standpoint of someone who would gladly talk to anybody interested in it, I'm sure that's the consensus from all personal trainers. We love talking about what we do.
Absolutely. I feel that it is very, very true as well. So somebody that's, maybe like you were in the business industry, that's interested in being a personal trainer or getting into training, or somebody like through high school, college, that's interested in getting into it or wanting to figure out more about what kinesiology degrees are and what they look like studying wise, what's a book that you might recommend to somebody that's interested in getting into personal training?
You might expect something like super sciencey or super, kinesiology related, but there's a book called Know Your Why, or Finding Your Why, I believe, by Simon Sinek. And again, I think it goes back to what we talked about, knowing what you're passionate about, knowing your why, knowing what you want to do with your life is going to help you direct your focus and direct your efforts in the right direction. And so, knowing your why when you're a personal trainer is so important. It's something we focus on nearly every conference we do, every meeting we have, we kind of revisit that. Like, why are we here? It's not about the numbers. It's not about the money. It's not about, you know, having the freedom as a business owner to create your own schedule and that sort of thing. It's about impacting lives. It's about getting people active, making them healthier, happier people. And so, again, knowing your why is huge. So I definitely would recommend that book by Simon Sinek.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a really powerful book, and it helps, you know, explain, like you said, your why. And both of us have coming from a business background, going into a career of, you know, wellness as a health and physical education teacher. Understanding that why earlier would definitely have helped, but it definitely there were benefits of doing what we did first, getting into what we are doing now. So you're stranded on a deserted island with a group of people that you have to train, okay? And you are limited to one piece of equipment for every athlete that's there with you. What piece of equipment is the most versatile piece of equipment that you love to have and would take that to your island with you?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's tough. You know, I think, man, that is really tough. We work with a product by Hyperwear. It's called a Sandbell, which, you know, kind of, you know, without seeing it and feeling it, it sounds kind of weird, but it's basically a neoprene kind of oblong shaped object.
And you can, croissant looking object.
No, it's almost disc shaped. So it's round, but it's also, you know, kind of narrow.
Okay.
And then as far as versatility, it's really hard to beat. One, you get like the benefits of a medicine ball. You can pick it up, you can throw it. But you also get that, you know, because it's neoprene and it's, you know, soft, you get that grip strength where you can actually grab it, work on that grip strength, which also means you can grab it like a dumbbell and you can do curls and you can do presses and stuff like that. So I think just sheer versatility, you know, give me a handful of sandbells and I could keep people working out for years.
Good. That's a good answer. I like it. I've got two questions coming up. One is a two-part question, if you like or dislike this. So our athletic trainer at the high school, when I talked with her, she said, if you dislike feet, being a high school athletic trainer is not for you. Spending so much time wrapping ankles, giving ice to feet, that kind of stuff. So as a personal trainer, if you dislike blank, then being a personal trainer is the wrong career path for you.
If you dislike people, then being a personal trainer is not for you. And I know that seems kind of funny, but it's true. If you don't really enjoy being around people from all walks of life, you know, having lived in Texas and Colorado, you know, and training people for 6 years now, I've trained people from every different imaginable background, religion, race, sex, everything. And you know, I love getting to meet new people and find out what makes them click, find out what their goals are, find out what they do, what their family is all about, that sort of thing. And so, again, if you love people and you genuinely want to help them, then personal training's for you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And then last kind of quote or mantra, do you have something that you kind of live your personal training and personal life by?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's I looked it up. I think it's attributed to Oscar Wilde. The quote's pretty short. It says, to live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people just exist. And so, again, I think it goes back to knowing your why, knowing what you're passionate about, and going out and living your life. You know, that takes taking chances, you know, picking up and starting your business over from scratch in a new state. Starting a business at all is really, really tough. And so, you know, finding out what what you want to do with your life and pursuing it rather than just kind of going through the motions and letting life happen to you. So that's definitely something that I saw years ago that has really, really stuck with me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, Matt, thank you so much for spending some time with us today talking about your career and what you do. If people want to follow you on social or Camp Gladiator, where would they be able to reach out to you guys at?
Yeah, I mean, you can always check out our main website, which is just campgladiator.com. But you can find me on Instagram at CG Colonel. That's in, you know, Camp Gladiator Colonel, as in Colonel Sanders. Yes, like the KFC guy. And then you find me on Facebook as well, Matthew Sanders. Matthew is just with one T to make it easy.
Perfect. Well, good deal. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and hope everything's going well for you.
Yeah, thanks, Drew. I really appreciate it.